People have been talking to me this week about being discouraged with the bad stuff going on and, you know, little problems like being on the brink of nuclear war, which is true, over the contrived crisis in Ukraine that was inspired by NATO, planned and backed by the West, sending in heavy weapons and personnel right up to the border of Russia, similar to if Russia was doing that on the border of the U.S. and Mexico, or the U.S. and Canada. It would be considered an attack, and that's what it basically is. It's an attempt to start World War III or World War IV, depending on how you see what number we're on now. And there are signs of peace negotiations having possibilities of success. You know, Russia was in a situation where if it was us in their position and the opposition was bringing in heavy weapons, and now we know biological weapons labs right up to the border. It looks like they were working on special genetic targeted biological weapons to release on people in Russia and surrounding countries. That's not really a very friendly action. And the Russians have been trying to stop the conflict from the very beginning and saying, look, just have neutrality in Ukraine, and agree not to join the military alliance of NATO against Russia, and get rid of the Nazi government, which is quite reasonable requests, and then the Russians would pull out of the offensive right away, and it would be a peace situation again on a much firmer footing than it was before with all the weapons built up from the West. And hopefully that'll happen, but the leadership of the West, the rulers that we're under right now, are following orders from many levels above them that are essentially satanic and not in keeping with the original idea that America was started with, which is that it's a government working for the people at their permission for the sake of protecting their individual rights. Not going out and starting wars for what Eisenhower called the military-industrial complex, and what Kennedy warned about right before he was killed, of this giant conspiracy. You know, our criminal media makes fun of people who believe in conspiracies, but John Kennedy was one of them with good reason, and he was saying this conspiracy is worldwide and so dreaded and feared by the people in positions of power under it that nobody dares talk about it. And if you don't dare talk about it, then it can do whatever it wants and not even worry about being caught. Things are being exposed now, like the biological weapons labs in Ukraine, and our criminal media in the West, especially America, was saying, oh, that's a conspiracy theory. The fact checkers say it doesn't exist. It's all nonsense. Just go back to sleep. Trust the media, trust the government. And then it was exposed by the America Undersecretary of State. I think that's her position, Victoria Nuland. And she was saying, well, yeah, there are bio labs in Ukraine, and we're really worried about them getting into the hands of the invading army. Now, if they were peaceful purpose labs, there'd be no concern about that. These were bioweapons labs. And the media keeps trying to deny that. And now the invading forces have gotten a hold of a lot of the documents that the labs didn't manage to destroy and say, look, here's the orders from direction from the Pentagon, from U.S. Government, showing that they're running the labs, that they funded the labs. They're probably just moved out of the U.S. By Obama and people after him. I'm trying to stay stable on round rocks that keep moving around. I apologize. Anyway, it's been documented now. They're U.S.-funded, U.S.-backed, Western biological weapons labs to be used against Russia and surrounding countries, and maybe other things. Maybe another global pandemic. Who knows? They've been studying things, how to spread weaponized bird flu through migrating wild birds. I mean, that's the kind of project that they're really into. And people understandably have become somewhat discouraged because this is the tip of the iceberg of the satanic governments. And they're not just Western. The Western ones are in really bad condition right now, being used by the satanic rulers at the top levels that we never hear about. They're not the names in the news. They're all involved in a super organized conspiratorial project to step by step satanically eliminate life on our planet completely. It's not just population reduction. It's not just humans. It's not just us. It's the perpetrators too. They don't plan to physically survive it because they think that they're going to get their reward on another level, another plane of existence. And they don't do it suddenly, which they could, because they've got to do the protocol of the sacrifice. It's a their version of a spiritual project, I guess, in a dark point of view. And so that buys us time. And all the great things that are going on, like the trucker convoy and the mass peaceful non-compliance movement, and you know, so many other things of people who expose these non-informed consent medical interventions, which are genetic warfare, not to prevent a disease. People exposing the fact that wearing these self-suffocation devices, as Peggy Hall calls them, over your face is not something you do to be healthy. I mean, it should be pretty obvious, right? But the criminal media thinks that we're so far gone that we'll believe anything. And a lot of us still do, unfortunately. But that can change. Anyway, all these movements to expose and not cooperate with suicidal orders from above are great. But I've been looking at this and analyzing it for a long time based on what the agenda of the rulers is. It's not at the top. It has nothing to do with money. Money is just used to motivate their dumbed down servants, like the head of the drug and vaccine companies and the people running the school system, public health workers and things like that. Some of them actually think that they're saving the world from various things, climate change and other stuff like that. Terrible viruses that they just thought came from nowhere, that no idea where they really came from. They don't know who they're working for. So there is a lot of dumbing down, but there's a chance now to turn this whole thing around. And it's not with a super protest or anything like that, although total universal mass non-compliance would really stop things on a physical level. But what makes that happen, what makes it possible, is consciousness, you know, waking up from the trance that we've all been under, not being zombies anymore, not fighting about partisan nonsense or labels or who's what party and what religion and, you know, all this stuff that is divide and conquer in action. Stopping with all that, starting to wake up and say, oh, wait a minute, we're not these labels, we're not even these bodies, the costumes that we're wearing that we think we are. We're spirit. And the terminology doesn't matter at all. It's what it really is that matters. It's not mind. It's not any part of mind. Mind works for it as an instrument that could be really useful, but it's not who we are. We're not the costume. We're not the mind. We're not our identity, you know, with some group or other that can fight and tell all the other ones they're wrong. That's just a waste of our intelligence. The waking up and starting to be aware of who we are, and then realizing from that all of us came from the same spirit, we're made of the same thing, even though we've been identified with these characters that are not us, and fighting about, you know, differences between the characters, not realizing that those are the representatives of us in this video game that we call real life, and we're not them. We need to shake that off, you know, and stop falling for it. And this is the biggest fear of the global rulers, according to my analysis, which is decades long. And they're afraid you'll wake up. So I suggest taking that as guidance and waking up. And what does that mean? You know, there's a lot of misunderstanding about what waking up means. And some people would say that waking up is being able to list off all the things that are going wrong in the world and all the secret plots to destroy humanity and, you know, the geoengineering that people aren't supposed to know about. That's not waking up. That's just normal looking around and seeing things for what they are. Waking up is self-awareness. That you're not the costume. You're not the mind. You're not your religion. You're not your political party. You're something formless, not subject to all that stuff. And that everybody's made out of the same thing. And we're all networked on levels that we can't even see. So whatever, there's a lot here, and I wanted to make this really short. But the basic idea is that you know about the radiation that comes out of cell towers. You can't see it, smell it, taste it, you know, notice it in any other physical way, but it's there and it's powerful. And it's designed to hurt and kill people. I mean, that's just a simple fact about the telecommunications frequencies that are being used. That's a long story. Mark Steele has a lot of it, and there's more. And all these different programs that are underway are designed to cause damage. But radiation and frequency coming out of things like cell towers, it isn't all bad. There's other frequencies that come out of every living thing on the planet, anywhere. Like you, for example, and me. And those, we've been walking around, there's much more power in the frequency that comes out of you than there is in a cell tower. There's no comparison. But yours isn't, if you're like most of us, it's not being effective like it could be because it's scattered with the thoughts and the emotional patterns that we carry around all day. Those are really critical. That's why in our fake education system it says that emotion is irrelevant, subjective, you know, you shouldn't pay any attention to it. I was told in my doctoral training, you should have no emotion and no opinion. That's true if you want to remain as a zombie, that's good advice. So I'm saying that if that frequency that's coming out from you now, affecting and manifesting your world, yeah, you know how to manifest. You're doing it every day and night, just not consciously, not focused, not with the right emotional state. If you focus that and learn how to project it, let it, not from yourself, which is amazing in itself, but it has limits, but the way of having it flow through you from spirit, from your source, and out as a healing force to the world. This is a big fear of our rulers. They think you'll never be able to even comprehend anything like that. We have an opportunity. We have unlimited potential. You do. So my suggestion is, I'm looking for people in any part of the world, all over the world, that would like to be part of this and actually not have another belief system, because I have no interest in doing that. It's time to actually put it into practice as a healing force that changes the behavior of other people who aren't even interested in violent criminals, and everybody is affected by what you can put out, project in your frequency. But you can't do it without some work on consciousness. Most people are not interested in that. They don't relate to it. They don't see it as real and tangible. They see it as some kind of silly new age kumbaya thing to make yourself feel better when everything's falling apart. It's not anything like that. It's real. And we have work to do. So if you're interested, I would really like to request your help, participation. We're going to be working on that. It has to be in a non-censored environment, obviously. So we started that. It's been in beta since 2018. It's called Planetary Healing Club. And if it appeals to you, if you're one out of the, maybe one out of 1,000 people who sees this, that realizes, wait a minute, time is valuable. We need to actually do something different than all the fighting and talking and debating and arguing. And that got us nowhere except where we are, you know, and we have some situations that need to be fixed. So turning that into practical application is what Planetary Healing Club is for. And I have to apologize. There are small dues to be in there. I don't want to do commercials, so that helps us keep on air and keep our projects going. And we have a lot of projects that are waiting with no funding yet because I won't do the commercials. So there are small dues. But if we get the number of people that we need to into that group who want to actually do the work, our other projects would get funded as a side effect. So that's full disclosure about the money issue. That's why it's not free. The other thing that's really weird is that I didn't want some people to be unable to join us because they were destitute and had no money. So I let some people in for free. And without exception, everyone that got in completely for free lost all interest and didn't want to do anything with it. So that's a weird psychology that some of us humans have, I guess. Anyway, that's my response to our opportunity right now. If you're in Africa or Asia or Japan or Australia or Europe or America or South America, Canada, anywhere, this is not for the general public because they won't even relate to what we're doing. They'd rather argue. This is about waking up in the sense of getting an actual contact with who you are. You don't have to change your beliefs or anything like that. You can keep whatever religion you want, whatever political party. This is not about that. This is about actual connection to what all those things talk about or try to talk about. And then using it to become a focused healing force that is networked, as I said, into every being in the whole world at any distance. And as unusual and impossible as that may sound, it's not impossible. So you'll either relate to that or not. And if you do, meet me. We're there live every weekend, Saturday evening, U.S. time. But anybody who joins us can have access to the recorded version that comes out the next day. And if you want to be participating and you only listen to the recorded version, then you just email in your comments and questions and suggested topics and what you're encountering, what you want to fix. And we also talk about forbidden health information that you're not supposed to know so you can become independent of the drug-based, surgery-based, invasive, procedure-based system that ends up tearing you up and get your health back. It helps with the consciousness work if you can get your physical health as good as possible back closer to normal. We haven't seen normal on this planet for a long time. And my interest is in breaking that cycle so we don't get some awakening and then crash into dark ages and then up and down and, you know, the cycle of yugas that some of the Eastern religions talk about. I want to break that. Sorry, but it's a very nice system, but it's torturing people indefinitely. And I'm not really enthusiastic about the whole torture thing. I'd rather have us regain our forgotten normal state, enjoy how we're supposed to be, and spread the frequency and vibration of that worldwide. Even if you say nothing, it's going to spread like a wave. And I don't know how much time we have before the dark forces make it too late, but it's not too late right now. So I think we should jump on it. And if you want to, then meet me on planetaryhealingclub.com. That leads to an access point where you can join if you want to. And then we meet live. Doug and I are there live in person every week. And I'll share some of the latest, hopefully very useful information with you. And then we have live chat going on for a while after that. Some other special features. And if you pay the dues and you don't feel like you want to be there and you really made a mistake. I'll just give the money back. It's not a scam for money. It's an attempt to do something based on, you know, the experience that I've had and the memory that I've got of what we could do to actually make, help make things turn around. And as I said, it's not too late. Don't be discouraged. You can feel really, really good if you get in touch with that current that's flowing through you directly from spirit that people call God. It's real. It's not a figment of some religious imagination. It's really there. So, and it belongs to you. That connection is available. Whenever you want it, whenever you're willing to stop condemning everybody else and arguing about everything and identifying with images that you have to defend, when you're willing to drop that junk and connect to who you really are, that's the only reason we're taking the time to do this. So meet me there. Oh, one other thing. These comments that I get during the week kind of come in waves a lot of the time for whatever reason. And this week, a bunch of people asked me about selfishness. That could be a whole video, and maybe it will be later in itself. But I'm telling those people, and some of them got highly offended and thought, you know, you're crazy, Richard. Are you trying to ruin the world or something? And I was telling them, everybody who's ever existed, as far as I can tell, and, you know, I'm not infallible. I could be wrong about anything, but I'm not trying to lie to you. And what I've seen over a long period of deep investigation is that everybody who's ever existed is 100% selfish. And initial reaction could be 100% selfish. What about all these great people who have done such good things in the world? You know why they did it? Because that's what they wanted to do. If they didn't want to do that, they would not do it. The people who even gave their lives, do you know why they sacrificed their lives? Because they wanted to. Their highest priority was their connection to spirit, or their highest vision of spirit. And they just want, if with wisdom and the awakening that they had, they wanted to serve that. And that was the greatest joy that they had. They were 100% selfish, but on the lower consciousness levels, selfishness manifests as wanting to hurt people so that, relatively speaking, you push yourself above them. That's the zombie level. And many of our rulers are at that level, and the Satanists are even at a level below that, and they think they're really powerful. But later on, as you start to become aware and drop all the fighting and all the defensiveness, you stop the nonsense of being offended at things. There's nothing to be offended about if you get beyond infant level of consciousness. There's nothing to be offended about. And there's nobody to hate. Hating the bad guys is a real big mistake. You have to defend against them in the process of waking them up. But hating them blocks your own growth. So, important safety tip, as Egon said in Ghostbusters, don't hate anybody. It would be bad. Remember, did you see the first Ghostbusters? It would be bad, and it is bad, so we should stop it right now. And the satanic top-level rulers, really the top ones of which are not even human, they're still spirit, but they're not in human form right now. They know that projecting a frequency out to the world, which I'm telling you, you can do, is really important. And so they're using that to project fear, which has its own frequency, and hatred and division, and this idiocy like racist, you know, fighting and fighting between religions and skin colors and nationalities and age groups and socioeconomic groups. That's what they're projecting at the top levels into the atmosphere of the planet, which is not all physical. It's not just oxygen and nitrogen and stuff like that. It's also frequency. And they're doing that, and it's helping to keep everybody bound until the sacrifice is over and we're all gone from here. And so they're right about that. But the frequency of light is much, much stronger than any darkness could ever imagine. And it's not what you put out with your own effort. That's limited. If you do the connecting to spirit on a deeper and deeper level and invite it to just flow through you, that's powerful. And that it's not there to destroy the bad guys, by the way. Another important safety tip. That's not a sign of awakening. To be able to kill armies of bad guys with a few good guys, I guess that's good in military terms, but in consciousness terms, that's like nothing. What is impressive and worthwhile is to get so connected to spirit in yourself that you can put energy out to the bad guys that wakes them up. And they're the same as us under all the hideous programming they've got. And then what would that do to have them inside the dark power structure waking up and say, whoa, what have I been doing? That's not who I am. It never was. I have to make up for all the unimaginable crime I've been committing. And I'm going to start now. That's what you could precipitate. It's what it's about. And the time is limited. I don't know how much time we've got in this chapter. If we run out of time, we're going to have to continue somewhere else. But we have the time now. And I suggest we use it. Just my idea. So let me know what you think. LostArtsRadio.com is a place to stay in touch with us. And we need money. If you want to help us survive and stay on the air and keep these projects going and activate the ones we have on hold, there's a donate button at LostArtsRadio.com and also a Subscribestar link. Those both work, a physical address if you want to use that instead. Anyway, I don't know how to do this without money yet. So if you want to help us, that would be really nice and deeply appreciated. Otherwise, if you don't, that's fine too. Maybe help us spread the links, overcome censorship and shadow banning and things like that to people that you think would appreciate it. And if you want to see where we're on the air, where we're not banned, go to LostArtsRadio.com and you'll see links there. There's one of the tabs on the website says All Things Radio, and you'll see a link to our Brighteon channel and BitChute channel and Blog Talk Radio channel. We haven't had any problem with censorship on those channels up to now. And so Blog Talk and BitChute and Brighteon are doing great. And you can go to bitchute.com/channel/LostArtsRadio. Same with Brighteon, Brighteon. And I think that's about all that I had to share with you. So don't worry about selfishness. It's not a bad thing. It's just the level of selfishness you're on. You start becoming more aware of who you are, and what you want is to pour out everything you've got to help others because they're you in other forms. I hope that makes some sense anyway. So take it easy, and I'm going to make a curated version of this video, a short one for YouTube, because they are very particular about what we're allowed to say or hear or think about. And I don't want to lose connection to those people too. So if you've come over here from YouTube, thank you. Stay in touch, LostArtsRadio.com. And access to the group I told you about is at PlanetaryHealingClub.com. If you have questions about that, feel free to send them in. There's contact forms there. Okay? Have a good night or day or whatever part of the world you're in, whatever time. And I look forward to seeing you in the next PHC meeting. Talk to you soon.